This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1488. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 25th, new frequencies and schedules from Albania, Burkina Faso, Ecuador, Slovakia, Nashville, Zimbabwe. English from Fuzhou in Malaysia. Medium wave from Croatia, Japan, Syria, Boston, Kansas City, Elkton. Cuba to and from. Mix-ups from Portugal and Tunisia. A new BBG. WINB sticks with Alamo and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, due to some other shortwave stations not properly coordinating frequency usage, including those run by the U.S. and by the Cuban governments, Radio Tirana Albania was faced with some unanticipated interference problems, which were resolved by Tirana changing frequencies as of November 20th, including the English broadcast to Europe at 21 to 21:30 on 7520. Radio Fardal, the U.S. service to Iran, suddenly showed up on that frequency, so Tirana moved to 7430, which is in the clear. The Albanian broadcast to North America at midnight to 0130 was on 6110, which appeared to be a clear frequency for this season until Radio Havana Cuba decided to use it. They had already been using the frequency as a jammer. So Radio Tirana has moved to 6130. While they're at it, they also move to that frequency for the English quarter hours at 0130 and 0245 instead of 7425 for better propagation on the 49-meter band. The English broadcasts, of course, are 6 days a week, while Albanian is 7 days a week. One more change was the Italian service at 20 to 2030 UT had interference on 6155, so that moved to 6,000 kilohertz. Strange things can happen with stations which aren't paying attention to their own transmissions or perhaps are relying too much on automation. Anguilla's Caribbean Beacon, carrying exclusively the so-called University Network, has one day frequency and one night frequency, 11775 and 6090. However, on November 20th, we heard the day frequency on the air in the middle of the night, 11775 at 0606 UT. Propagation was working well. Cuba was also coming in on 25 meters. And then later in the daytime, 11775 was missing. Maybe they were running 6090, although I could not hear it. You can never be quite sure which frequency they'll be on or when they will be missing from both frequencies, opening up one of them for other stations. If you're still looking for the reactivated Burkina Faso on 5030, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has monitored both the sign-on and sign-off times. On November 19th, they signed off at 2359 UT after some rustic tribal music and a vocal rendition of the national anthem. And on November 21st, they signed on at 0529, again with the vocal national anthem. They're running a test tone as early as 0520. The opening announcements were in French. Agri Peterson in Denmark also reports that the Chinese station on the same frequency went off at 2300, clearing it for Ouagadougou. Ron Howard in California reports hearing the English program from Voice of Taiwan Strait, Fuzhou, on 4940, Sunday, November 22nd at 1500 to 1530. Of course, most of the time they're in Chinese, but fortunately for us, they do have this English semi-hour. Focus on China is the name of the program. Keith Perron in Taiwan says, of a population of 22 million, the people who listen to shortwave in Taiwan can be counted on one hand. If you think TV Marti is a white elephant, this service is the same. Whenever you hear Firedrake or China National Radio Network 1 Echo jamming on a new frequency, you can be pretty sure there's something underneath it the Chi-Com want to jam. 15070 is a case in point. Ron Howard in California was hearing CNR1 echoing there. November 23rd at 1510, and there was an ID station audible underneath. Of course, 15070 is an ancient BBC frequency, but they abandoned it a number of years ago now. However, at 1457, he was hearing an English lesson for Chinese speakers, and the accent sounded British. It signed off at 1529, but the jamming was too much to pull an ID. Medium wave DX conditions have been excellent. If you're near the east or west coast of North America, you have the best shot at transoceanic signals, and not necessarily the ocean next to you, as there have been many, many reports on the medium wave lists. However, here in the middle of North America, in Oklahoma, we also get a bit of this bleeding as far as we are located. One of the best signals is 1134 kilohertz, which is Croatia. And conveniently, it's parallel to the German relay on shortwave 7375. I was able to identify it easily that way. UT November 20th, around 0120. And I could detect many, many other carriers on appropriate 9 kilohertz frequencies from Europe. The following morning, I was getting a number of trans-Pacific carriers from the Northwest, including definitely Japan on 747 and 774. This was around local sunrise or just before. Imber Gaviria, Colombia, forwards a press report from Jornada in Mexico, in turn quoting three news agencies, Reuters, DPA, and AFP, that Cuba is carrying out 4 days of military exercises in preparation for eventual United States aggression. In fact, it's over the Thanksgiving holidays, November 26th to 29th. So it might lead to some radio anomalies, some interesting monitoring of utility, if not broadcast services. On the other hand, Media Network quotes a press release from Senator Russ Feingold, a member of the Senate Budget Committee, announcing his Spotlight on Spending series. The first provision is the elimination of radio and TV Marti. After all, the Obama administration has already loosened restrictions on Cuban Americans' visits to Cuba, and the White House and Congress are considering easing travel restrictions and other ways to normalize relations. It seems there are multiple reasons for HCJB to cease broadcasting, or most of its broadcasting, from Ecuador. Sergey S. forwards a Mission Network news story of 19 November. There's a nationwide power shortage. They've been able to continue most of their activities, running a hospital except for a CAT scan machine, thanks to emergency generators. It's the worst drought experienced by Ecuador for 50 years. The country depends on hydropower. Power generation has been at 50% from one of Ecuador's largest hydroelectric plants, so rationing has begun as of November 5th. Strangely enough, this story makes no mention of HCJB's own hydroelectric plant at Papayacta. It was constructed to power the now dismantled PFO transmitters and made HCJB's broadcasting very affordable. Meanwhile, I've confirmed by the closing announcement that HCJB's service to Brazil on 11920 is now being broadcast via Chile. It's from 2245 in Colina and 23 to midnight 45 in Portuguese. Possibly for the same reason, Ecuador's time signal station had not been heard for a while on 3810 LSB, HD2IOA, the call sign with only one number in it. However, thanks to a tip from Steve Lair, Mark Schiffelbein in Missouri was hearing it November 18th at 0126. They've changed their format, it seems. They've single time pips every 10 seconds with voice announcements in Spanish in between. We wish you luck in hearing this instead of ham operators on exactly the same frequency. Thomas Völkner and Kai Ludwig in Germany inform us that Hamburger Local Radio, HLR, will conduct shortwave tests on 5980 with 1 kilowatt. It's from the KAL transmitter site already in use for Radio 700. Hamburger Local Radio will transmit daily throughout December from the 1st from 10 to 12 UT. However, on December 24th to 26th, they will expand to 0600 to 1200. Guatemala is now missing from shortwave broadcast as little by little stations have gone off the air. However, we know of two of them which would like to return to shortwave if they could just get the replacement transmitter parts they need very much. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been in email contact with them. One of them is Radio Cultural Cuatan on 4780. That's where it used to be. He inquired of the station, and they said they cannot find replacement parts for their transmitter, but they would resume shortwave if they could find the parts. So there's an opportunity for the DX world to help out a needy station. David Gorin suggests that shortwave DX groups could do this. Why not? If ham radio operators can spend considerable amounts of money to put a remote island on the air for a few days, just get the right parts to some of these stations and they could be back on the air indefinitely. The other Guatemalan is Radio Verdad in Chiquimula, which has been missing from 4052.5 for quite a while now. We took a look at their website and found it's been redesigned and there's no longer any mention of shortwave, so we wondered if they had finally given up. Manuel Mendez contacted Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, the director and manager, and he explained they still very much want to resume shortwave, especially since they have not been authorized FM. So all they're doing is webcasting at present, which of course has a very limited local audience. He has a sad story of getting the transistors needed, but the local technicians are not very cooperative in actually getting the station operational. Speaking of missing stations, AFN Hawaii, I've not heard for over a week on 10320 USB. And of course, their other frequency disappeared some months ago, 6350. We can only hope they're not off the air for good. The rare All India Radio station in Kohima on 4850 continues to be heard, as we mentioned last week, by Ron Howard in California almost every day, but it's rather irregular at various times between 1300 and 1430. He says, I hope they will continue broadcasting into December. They might carry special coverage of their Hornbill Festival. It appears that the distorted blob transmitted by All India Radio's Aligarh site, supposed to be on 9470 but varying from 9.3 to 9.5 megahertz and interfering with countless other stations at least since August, it appears that has finally been corrected. We had been logging it almost every day, but for the past few days, what reception we've had seems to be back to normal on 9470. On November 22nd, Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad told us info received from AIR officials says it's the national channel there has been set right as of the 20th. He's monitored them on exactly 9470 with proper audio. It's on the air all the way from 1317 until midnight 41 UT, including some English segments, notably at 1430. Parallel but not synchronized with Bengaluru on 9425. We're glad to see a report from Dave Kenny in England that our new frequency via IRRS for World of Radio Saturdays at 19 UT was providing excellent reception, 6170, a vast improvement over 7290. You're tuned for World of Radio 1488. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jan Schrader in Missouri, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. You can read much more about the stories we mentioned, and many more we have no time for, in DX Listening Digest, which you may access without charge via our website, worldofradio.org. Martin Rode in Netherlands reports Radio Sedai Kashmir, which is the sort of clandestine service everyone knows is coming from All India Radio in Delhi. It's exactly one frequency, 1 kilohertz off frequency, 6101, November 21st at 1447, presumably in Kashmiri and then subcontinental songs until the carrier went off at 1530, and splatter from DRM interfering in Europe. In case, like me, in North America, you have trouble hearing Voice of Malaysia on 15295, consider a Trans-Pacific cruise. Walt Salmaniv has done just that, and he's been hearing it at excellent armchair level. For example, November 22nd, with a music program from Southeast Asia at 0720. The Voice of Islam program, also in English, follows at 0800. The azimuth is 133 degrees, which explains what's happening. It seems that Voice of Nigeria is starting to test its new transmitters and antennas, but on its old, long-known frequencies, some reports in the ADX group via Wolfgang Büschel as of November 23rd and 24th at 0900 to 1032, non-stop soft pop and hip-hop music and some English and Arabic on 11770. Also some music heard until 1637 on 9690, says Torsten Hallmann. Another frequency listed for Nigeria, but it's been inactive for years, is 17800, Wolfgang Büschel points out. But it's now primarily used by Deutsche Welle, also somewhat by India and Romania. RDP International in Portugal really messed up on November 24th. Between 06 and 07 UT, I was hearing them on two very strong but unscheduled frequencies, 9455 and 9855. It turns out these were supposed to be turned off at 0300, but were still going 3 or 4 hours later. The only frequency announced was not being heard, 7345. I suppose an automation failure. But they were blocking Voice of Russia on 9855, while Russia itself blocks the other frequency, 9840, leaving us no choice for the English broadcast from Russia until 0700, but 12030 if it's propagating. Well, we hope the Portuguese situation was on one occasion only. They have been notified. If you hear some CW or binary signals just below WWV, it might be RWM, the Russian time signal station in Moscow on 4996, as we were hearing at 0627 UT, November 20th. And half an hour later, we were getting them better on 9996. Kept listening, and finally, during the 9th to 10th minute past the hour, they sent multiple IDs in CW as RWM. And probably the same at 39 to 40. Here's an unexpected and unpublicized frequency change from Radio Slovakia International for the English broadcast to North America at 0100. 6040 replaces 7230, where I know I heard them at the beginning of the B09 season, thanks to a tip from Ivanildo Gonçalves Dantas in Brazil, who first heard this on November 20th. I checked it on the 23rd, and yes, it was definitely Radio Slovakia International, although Radio Canada International is also scheduled at 0102 on 6040, relayed via England, but that was inaudible here, fortunately. The question is whether Slovakia moved down to 6040 because they've suddenly realized they should not be broadcasting in the Region 2 40-meter ham band, or did they just do it for better propagation? DX Mix News Bulgaria says they continue using 6040 for Slovak and French until 0227 and also a new frequency for Spanish at 0230, 6080, replacing another unfortunate frequency, 7200. If you hear Arabic on 783 kilohertz in Northeast America, it isn't necessarily Mauritania. In the National Radio Club, Bogdan Kyokyu in Quebec reports hearing Syria instead, November 10th at 0250 with traditional Syrian music, also heard by editor Bruce Conti in New Hampshire as early as 2300. He says Syria runs an interval signal, which can help identify it at 0300. Zacharias Yangas in Greece reports Tunisia on the strange frequency of 4660, November 18th at 1938. He doesn't explain how it got there, but we've figured it out. It's one of those mixing products where you subtract one frequency from another. 12,005 minus 7345. However, supposedly, 7345 is not on the air until 2000. We do know that their schedule is flexible, or should we say not accurately listed. In OpenDX via RustDX, a reminder from Alexander Yegorov, the former DX editor on Radio Ukraine International, of the other Ukrainian shortwave station, which we've not heard about in quite a while. It's on 11980 with 300 watts at 0900 to 1200. And it's called, as I try to pronounce it, Dnepropetrovskaya Kvilya. I assume by his reporting it, he means it is known to be on the air currently. Craig Christ in Virginia says he has been interviewed for the mailbag program Hello from Kiev to be aired on Saturday, November 28th. Check 7440 for the 01 and 04 UT broadcasts. Try to get the webcast to work. We could not, but the show should also be archived on demand. More precisely, I mean the times should be to North America at 0118 and 418 UT Sunday. Media Network blog reports that President Obama has tapped a former aide of his predecessor to a key post on the Broadcasting Board of Governors, Dana Perino, the first Republican woman to serve as White House press secretary. Why did he appoint a Republican? Because the board must be bipartisan. He also nominated Walter Isaacson, president of the Aspen Institute, to serve as BBG chairman. The others you may not have heard of, as Kim Elliott points out, appointees to the BBG usually have no experience in international broadcasting, but we assume they are quick studies. Perino, meanwhile, has been a Fox News contributor, and you may recall that she was embarrassed some months ago when it became clear that she was so young, that's her excuse, that she did not know what the Cuban Missile Crisis was. And here she is overseeing Radio Marti and all other U.S. external broadcasting. That is, if confirmed by the Senate. 6 days after evangelist Bernie Lazar, also known as Tony Alamo Hoffman, was sentenced to 175 years in prison for multiple child sexual abuse, WINB was breezing along like nothing had happened, still broadcasting him November 19th during the 16 UT hour on 13570. We checked again on November 24th, 11 days after being sentenced. He was still there evangelizing on WINB, but at his side was his long-dead and embalmed wife, Susan, who died, in fact, in 1982. So WINB is running some very old recordings of Alamo. Why are they doing it? Do they not have any sense of serving the public interest, or does he have an ironclad contract for broadcasts? WWCR has been widely heard carrying out some tests on different frequencies. Usually they're on 3240 between 23 and 02 UT, but announcements have still been heard calling that experimental and asking for reports. but they've also been heard, again, testing on the 60-meter band, 4755, and later on 4775 at various times during the evening, but not every evening. This is the transmitter, which otherwise is on 3240 until 02, and then 3215. On this part of the 60-meter band, there is bound to be interference caused to Latin American broadcasters. On 4755, when WWCR was not using it, I was able to hear Radio Immaculate Conception, a Brazilian religious station. And there's a Peruvian on 4775, Radio Dharma, as well as another religious broadcaster at for less than an hour, TWR Swaziland. At WBCQ, Alan Weiner is concerned about co-channel interference to 7415. For 2 hours in the evening, from midnight 30 to 02:30, there's Radio Farda, the U.S. government service to Iran, transmitted eastward from Germany, but a lot of signal comes back to North America. Why in the world did the FCC agree to this sharing of frequencies with the U.S. government in the last coordination meetings? Furthermore, for most of the afternoon, China Radio International is on 7415. The Shortwave Sites Group, headed by Ian Baxter, has been investigating when WHRA in Maine really went off the air. It was still listed by the FCC at the beginning of the A09 season in early April, but it was no longer on the FCC schedules when it was revised in June. Sometime between those dates, apparently it went off, but we're still not certain. It is perhaps a measure of the effectiveness of that station that no one really noticed for several months. Of course, World Harvest Radio is no help, not providing accurate information about their own operations on their website. Since late September, members of the medium wave circle in the UK have been hearing on 1510 IDs as Revolution Boston. That's the 50-kilowatt station now known as WWZN. Mike Brooker, Ontario, IRCA, refers us to their website, which shows they now have a progressive talk radio lineup from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, at least on weekdays. Jeff Santos, Stephanie Miller, Ed Schultz, and Tom Hartman. Nice to hear from one of our regular listeners in Chicago, Vincent Kusek, who also mentions listening to classical music on 1660 from Kansas City. Yes, we hear it too. The call sign is KXTR. A special medium wave DX test is scheduled for early Sunday, November 29th, from WSRY, 1550 in Elkton, Maryland, from 12 to 1 a.m. Eastern, 05 to 06 UT. Further details may be at www.dxtests.info. Zimbabwe Community Radio has changed frequency according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria via South Africa at 1755 to 1855 UT on 5865, replacing 3955. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 24th, A&K indices 5 and 2. Solar flux 75, dropping to 70 November 29th to December 7th, but back up to 75 starting December 11th. That's World of Radio 1488. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.